I am the host, Richard Ravenbrook, a man, a life coach, and a spiritual mentor who has endeavored to find real spiritual truth and self-enlightenment. With experiences in various ministry types, pagan traditions, and even magical paths. With a love for Mother Earth and a balance of life, I work to channel spirit and to help educate and mentor those striving to deconstruct from mainstream religion and to empower them to find the divinity within themselves and to the truth around them. The messages are focused on everyday life, creating an environment of real coexistence, a world of mutual respect, love, and dignity. The pagan preacher is all things, the preacher and the pagan, speaking from the wisdom of spirit. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Pagan Preacher Podcast, coming at you from Frankfort, Indiana. Our new location, we're no longer in Lebanon, Indiana, no longer in Boone County, we are in Clinton County. New faces, new times, and a whole new excitement for what the future has to hold. For not only the Pagan Preacher Podcast, but for the Ravensbrook and the Ravensbrook Sanctuary. Today, what I wanted to talk to you about, what Spirit wants to talk to you about. I know it's been a little extra time since I sat down because of the move, and Spirit's been weighing heavy on my heart. All the new things that have been going on in our country and in our world over the last few weeks, you know, it grieves most of our spirits. You know, we want to be happy, don't we? Because that's what life's about, is being happy. About overcoming these silly trials and tribulations and learning to be happy. Learning what makes us happy. But it seems like all around us there's chaos. You know, happiness comes from contentment. Happiness comes from being content with who we are and with what we have. And not necessarily not wanting more, but we're still content with what we have. We're always ready for advancement. We're always ready for more. But we don't have to have it. We don't need it. We don't hunger for more money, more power, more of this or more of that. Have you ever sat down and actually had the notion, or actually when Spirit's talking to you and it's like, you know, all these luxuries that we have, what about the burdens that come with those luxuries? Those luxuries cause us to have to do many things that we wouldn't ordinarily have to do. We have to work more hours. We have to work that more complicated, physically harder work to accomplish the need for the money to furnish those needs and those luxuries. We create a burden upon ourselves physically and mentally, and then we deny ourselves spiritually because we're so tied up in the physical. Because we want that new car, we want that new house, we want that new widescreen TV up on the wall. We want all kinds of new things that we feel will make us more comfortable, make us happy. And then we can't figure out why happiness just doesn't come. You look around you and you have more than a majority of the world has. And yet, you feel empty inside. There's something wrong. Simplicity can be the ultimate happiness. A time when we were happy, when family stayed together, when family lived in the same household, on the same property. We didn't fight over who had what, but families worked together in all the basic needs, growing the food, hunting the food, fishing the food, whatever was needed. We didn't need grocery stores, gas stations, electric companies, all these different things that have burdened us physically and denied us spiritually. We look around our world right now, and it seems some of the most, or at least the people that are supposed to be the most kind-hearted, merciful people. And yet, they deny the things that lie right in front of them. And I'm going to talk about this again, and I know I've spoken about it before, but I want to talk about the Palestinian people and Israel. And I see and I hear so many people saying that they have to stand for Israel. And I ask them, so you condone the genocide of these children and these women and men that have nothing to do with the horrors against Israel? And they say, well, I don't condone those things, but I can't go up against God. And the Bible says they are the chosen people. And it aches my heart to know that in the year 2024, there are people that still would lay down their lives, lay down everything, and deny all truth and because of what was in a book that we don't even know who truly authored the book. That some of us don't even realize how many times that book has changed and been altered and re-edited. But people would give everything because it says so. In some instances, those same people I know will reject many of the same scriptures within the same book. But regardless, they say that they can't because the book says so. And you look at them and it's like, but doesn't this book tell you to be Christ-like, to be God-like? And you tell me that God would be angered and horrified with the death of all these children in reference to, say, abortion. Most conservatives don't want abortion because God would be against this. God would be against the murder of children. Well, so far today, roughly 20,000 children have died in Gaza and in this war, this needless, I can't even say war, because what's happening right now isn't even a war. It's pure genocide. It's slaughter. It's horrifying. And these are the people that are supposed to be chosen of God. And somehow, some way that we can't, in all of these years and all of these years of enlightenment, that we can't gain the notion that, no, God would not approve of such massacre. Over what? Do we know the truth? Do you know the truth about all the oil and gas that's underneath the land that is now being destroyed and the people wiped out? You understand that a lot of this is about resources, correct? This isn't about who said what and who bombed who and who. We're willing to destroy and massacre an entire race of people for resources. That's the world we live in. And we get people that say they love God, or they love a God, whatever it may be, but yet they deny the very sanctity of children and family. How in the world can you say you are a child of the Creator when you have no problem with that creation being destroyed right in front of you and knowing that you're paying for it out of your taxes? How can happiness occur when these kind of things are going on? It burdens my spirit, even as I sit here today and I talk about this. And I know there's many issues all over our country and all over our world, but this should be a fairly simple one, isn't it? That it's wrong. And it has to stop. It has to stop. The murdering of these people must stop. stop in whatever way necessary. The same thing applies to everybody in our country. You know, we can't pursue happiness as our own Constitution says. We can't pursue it if everything that we are doing and thinking and listening to is the opposite of what creates happiness. You know, contentment in our soul. How can we be content knowing that we didn't do anything about the massacre? Maybe we didn't do anything about the homeless person down the street. Maybe we didn't do anything about the family that we knew that the children were hungry and not being loved, maybe even being abused, that we kept our mouth shut and didn't want to say anything. Spirit has a way of poking us in the heart and saying, you know what? I'm allowing you to see these things. I'm allowing you to feel these things and to see what others don't see, so that you will tell them, so that you will use the mouth that I gave you, the voice that I gave you, and you'll speak up. You'll do what it is that you need to do, regardless of whether you see the outcome, whether you see the victory. You will still do what you need to do. And contentment comes in your heart, because Spirit says, good job. You did what you were supposed to do. Now let me do the rest. Happiness isn't about material items. Happiness comes from being the real us. Happiness comes from accepting who that is. You know, when we're born, we're automatically kind of persuaded and pushed into being a certain person. A certain type of person, a certain character, a certain personality. That we should walk a certain way, follow certain rules. We're born in a society that most of us don't even have a choice in. You know, we go to school and we're indoctrinated into believing a certain way and walking a certain way and behaving a certain way, regardless if that's in our nature. And if we don't quite fit into that indoctrination, then we're considered abnormal and that there's something wrong with us. When that's anything but the truth. Because someone with the wide vision, someone that's not made to follow the path but to blaze a path, won't fit in. Because you aren't a sheep. You are not a follower. You are a leader. And that's why you feel these things and you desire these things. You hurt sometimes in your heart, your spirit, and your mind, because you see these things that are going on around you. It's because Spirit is trying to nudge you, trying to get you to do those little things that you need to do. And it may start with little things, because I know I said those things too. What can I do? There's always something that we can do. And not only does it create happiness around us, but it creates a feeling of happiness within us, because we grow content. We grow happy with who we are. We don't need all the fancy things. We may have them, but then we also know that we need to share. That we need to, you know, it just opens up so many doors. When we begin to open our heart to truth and to Spirit, that things change. Things miraculously change. You know, people that are deconstructing from Christianity, people that are leaving modern religion and trying to seek truth for what it is, you know, they're having a difficult time because they know that there's truth in many different religions. In fact, there is truth even when within the 66 books of the Bible. You know, that's not saying that all of it is truth. Not all of it is, because it's been re-edited, it has been changed, a lot of it has been taken out, But there is some truth in it. There is some good in it. There is some good in Christianity in itself. But there's also some good in Buddhists and Hindu and all the religions of this world. And when we can sit down with an open mind and we can listen to not only spirit that's within us, but we listen to Mother Earth, we listen to nature, we are a vessel of learning, a sponge, and everything we see, everything we hear, everything we feel becomes a teacher. You know, when these things begin to happen, things miraculously change. You know, I hear a lot, you know, where do I start? I'm leaving the church. I just don't feel like it's everything that I need. You know, some things make me happy there and other things don't. You know, but I want the truth. I don't want to walk away from truth. And I can tell you right now that as long as you hold that within your heart, you won't walk away from truth. Because Spirit will always guide you into truth. Don't worry about what path you go down. Because that path can easily tie into another path and another path and even lead back to a path. You know, don't worry about what other people say. Don't worry about, well, oh, you're doing this again, or you went back to that, or you're doing this, or you went to whatever. Don't listen to people. Listen to the voice within you. Listen to your heart. Use reason. Use discernment. That's where happiness comes from. What if all of us, and what I'm saying right now, what if all of us felt, what if all of us acted on those feelings? We all want to make change in this world. We all want to make a better world. A world of peace and no war. A world of equality and unity. A world where we all live with purpose. Where we aren't living for greed and selfishness, but we live for enlightenment, love, generosity, and sharing. What if we just started acting on those feelings? Speaking what it is that's in our heart. Giving to the people that need giving to. Stop the judgments. Stop the ridicule. Stop the bashing and let those things play themselves out. I see many out there in the religious sector and they get so worked up in some of the things that go on in our country and in our world, and for some reason they have to play God. They have to play the role of their God. For some reason they can't just allow spirit to be spirit. But they have to participate, they have to get out there, and maybe even with a good heart, they hurt people. They hurt situations. Because they're not spirit-led, they're not heart-led, they're angry, they're... And what I can tell you is, lay those things down. Because you're never going to be happy. We need to worry about ourselves, our own enlightenment. Help those that ask for our help. And help those that need our help in certain ways, but never push that help upon someone. Never push spirituality or religion or anything of that on someone, but let them see that truth within you. Let them see happiness in you. And maybe they will want that same happiness and ask you, why are you always so happy? What do you do? What makes you smile even in these times of sorrow that you see around you? When our own country, I think, is getting ready to vote even on a bill that would possibly deny the rights of Native American parents to their children. I suppose you haven't heard that. check it out. That's right here in the United States. Many of us don't know the things that are going around us, don't know the grievous sorrows that are happening. Because we're so busy. We're so busy, busy, busy that we forgot what we were even busy about. Going back to the simpler life, simplicity, that is the answer. Or at least the needs of so much physical, materialistic things has got to stop. Because I can tell you now, and I think all of us truly already know it, but the United States is in jeopardy. Spirit's already said it. Professionals have already said it. But it's like a bottleneck. It's like a, how do I explain it? It's just rising and rising and rising, and sooner or later, very soon actually, it's just going to explode and collapse. The dollar is nothing. We work our butts off for almost nothing. We struggle just for the basic necessities of life. We struggle to get the things that are supposed to be free in life. Food, shelter, water. These things were given to us free upon birth, upon a creator. We are entitled to these things because we are here, because we are human beings. But we'll put ourselves in a world that's not that capitalism is bad, but the greed in capitalism has caused our system to malfunction and go corrupt and soon will collapse. Is there a way we can fix it? Oh yeah, there's most definitely a way we can fix it. But it's not going to be easy. And it may depend on our ability to go back to the simpler ways of living. It may cause us to need to sit down and reflect. And to consider the things that, because you know, families don't stay together anymore. Families are all split up all over the country. And why? Most of it's because of work, jobs, careers. The need to get that money, to get the things that we need or want or desire. That's why families are all split up. If we went back to the simpler way of living, families wouldn't be split up anymore. Marriages wouldn't end like they do now. The homelessness and the poverty and the hunger, we wouldn't have anymore. We left a world, a life that we thought was going to be better with all these luxuries. And all we did was slip into a world that basically created as slaves of debt, slaves of corporations. Because now we have got to the point where we almost don't have any land to grow our own food or hunt or fish because the waters are contaminated, poison. We depend on grocery stores. And we know that someday these things are not going to be there. But we don't want to talk about it because we want to be happy. We don't want to, but we, in order to get that happiness, in order to get the contentment, remember I said happiness comes from contentment. In order to get the contentment to knowing that you are secure, that you are secure financially or you're secure with food and a roof over your head and some clothes on your back and your family. It all comes back to simplicity. It all comes back to letting go of the I need, I want. And just going back to what we know was truth and real as human beings with a spirit. Because we deny our spirit, but our bodies are working all over the place trying to accomplish things that give pleasure to our bodies. Why our spirit starves for the basic necessities. Spirit wants love, compassion, mercy, grace, all these different things that come with, you know, community, family. And I'm not talking about a four-wall building. I'm talking about people in general, in your entire community, your neighbors, the people you work with, the people you go to school with, the people you see at the department stores, all these people in some way or another are family. We all come from the same source. We, all of us, we may look different, we may act different, we have different traditions and different ideals, but we all come from the same source. We all bleed the same color. And it's time that we get back to that simple life. A life of purpose. A life of enlightenment. A life of love and harmony and equality for all of us. And we all have something to offer. You know, myself, I love listening to my Native American friends, because the way they teach is so deep and so real. But you know, at the same time, my roots, because I have Christian roots too, and I can apply that to what the Native Americans are telling me, and I can see some truths here and there in both. And I can also see the same truth in Hindu. And I hear all these different, you know, teachers and all these different mentors and... But then I see the religious people out there, you know, and I've said this story once before, and I know I usually try to keep this under 30 minutes, but I had a vision once, and this vision was about a child, and surrounding that child was many different religions, many different churches, many different people, many different religious people. And all these people were screaming that they had the truth. All these people screaming that they had the way. They had the... And this child was confused. You know, it was like on a dark path and trying to find his way out. And all he could do was hear all these people all around him. Even with a good heart, because all these people wanted to do was share what they thought was truth and to bring him into their fold. But they kept screaming, we've got the truth. They don't have the truth. We have the truth. We have what it is that you need. And what happened? The child ended up running off into the woods and was lost. All these people, all these religious people, these churches and these religions, they meant well. But all they did was hurt and distract, deter, and quench what Spirit was trying to do. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is, quit trying so hard. Quit pushing so hard. Focus on yourself, your own enlightenment. Focus on what makes you happy. And let others see that happiness in you. And then share that happiness, share that love, share that generosity. And share the things that you have learned. And be that voice that needs to be heard. Speak up for those Palestinian people. Speak up for our Native American friends. Speak up for the homeless and the hungry. Speak up for the things that you know are wrong and that need changed. But do all those things in love. Always begin in love. Now, I understand that there's some things in this world that require a different approach. but we always start with love and we end with love. Because no matter what we do, even if we must resort in violence or anger, or I don't want to say anger, but when we have to resort to something physical, that we do so because we protect. We do so because we love, and that we simply want peace. And I know that this is confusing sometimes, because well, you can't get war, you can't get peace from war. But there are forces within this world that no matter how good you are, or how much good you want, how much love you have, or how much love that you have to give, there are some forces within this world that will do everything in their power to stop you. And sometimes the only other option to destroy evil is for good men to do evil things, or at least evil in appearance. Let spirit work with you if you're confused on that, because I understand that can be confusing. But, and I know I'm kind of going over 30 minutes right here, but spirit's really trying to do something. Because we do. We all want happiness, don't we? We all want that life that we're told we're supposed to have. Not just in religion or spirituality, but our own parents. You know, we don't, or our families that we are told when we're growing up that it's about being happy and doing what makes you happy. But yet we're never educated in exactly how to achieve that happiness. We're kind of pointing to the idea that, well, we need a job and we need to buy stuff for ourselves and we need to, and that's not true. That is not happiness, and it will never give you happiness. It may give you some temporary happiness, but it won't give you contentment within your heart. It won't give you gratification and satisfaction. Take some time and listen, reflect. You have to listen to it a couple times. I know sometimes when I'm talking, sometimes I'll repeat myself. Sometimes I'll get off topic when spirit points something out. Sometimes I'll get a vision and I'll go with that. Because, you know, I mean, a lot of you know that I also work as a professional psychic advisor. You know, I've done many different things in my life because I try, when the notion happens and spirit gives that unction to want to do something, then I try to do it. I at least try. You know, even if it winds up in failure, you try again. Remember what I said, don't worry about what other people say to you. Be you. Be the real you. Be content with you. Be happy with who you are. And grow that person. Don't try to be someone else. Don't try to diminish yourself for anyone. But shine. Be that voice. Thank you for taking the time to listen. I am Richard Ravenbrook. This is the Pagan Preacher Podcast. Please check out our store, The Ravensbrook. And of course, our online right now, but hopefully really soon. It's going to be a physical sanctuary for all religions. The Ravensbrook Sanctuary. It's a place for the magical community. It's a place for people that are seeking spiritually. It's for people that just want fellowship, that don't necessarily want religion at all. It's a home for people, where people can learn, where people can be loved. And that's it. Be blessed, everybody, and blessed be. Thank you, everyone. This is Richard Ravenbrook. From my heart to yours, I hope you are blessed. Please be a blessing. Share these podcasts. Share my short videos. Tell the world the work that's being done. Help me open the minds of those so closed. Help me bring into the fold those seeking truth and enlightenment. Be blessed.